This is the BBC Home Service. We present Dot by Ed Harris.
When you're up to your neck in hot water, be like the kettle and sing.
I'm not excited by this, Myrtle. But as you know, Peabody asked that we arrive at the war rooms today packed for a top-secret assignment. I've got all my gubbins here. Thermals, camping equipment, tent. What about you?
I've not let you down, Dotty.
That's a paper bag.
Not just, Dotty.
Yes, what's that on the side? Sort of paw prints or possibly rudimentary hieroglyphics?
It's a note.
Oh, yes, it's your mother's handwriting. Dear sir, I'm giving my consent that Myrtle can go on the... Myrtle, this is a permission slip for a school field trip.
Yes.
We're leaving London on a highly secret mission from the Ministry of Defence. This isn't a cultural exchange trip at the boys' school from Nantwich. What about clothing, provisions, sustenance?
Everything's in the bag.
The bag's moving.
That's right. In case we need to send word back to London. Look.
A mouse.
A carrier mouse, like a carrier pigeon.
There's no such thing as a carrier mouse, Myrtle.
Ah, good morning, ladies.
Good morning,
Millicent.
Goblin. I was half imagining you were going to try to worm your way out of this mission, Dotty.
How can you half imagine something?
Shut up, Myrtle.
I mean, how would you know when to stop?
Myrtle.
Say you're imagining a bustle.
Ought I to exit and return again?
Beg pardon? You won't hear another squeak from me.
As you know, you're each to receive an extra half crown for undertaking cruel or unusual work. Are you aware of the Weald?
Aye. I be aware of the Weald.
Peg, how long have you been in the stationery cupboard?
In 1934, my grandfather was sailing in choppy waters off the coast of Aberdeen when the Weald emerged from the waters and attacked the boat, killing him and three of his best men.
It's a forest in Kent.
Oh, different Weald. For the next 7 nights, Dotty, and I'm directing everything now towards you, in an effort not to engage your minions, the three of you will be deployed to the Weald on a top-secret mission.
Oh, the Weald's rather nice.
You may be jolly excited by some sort of paid holiday, Dotty, but this mission is imperative to our success in the war, and as such, no cutting corners, no veering onto private land, especially that of Baron Pip Crudely, and in short, no titting it up. I do not wish to come and check up on you.
Very good.
What are we going to do there, miss?
You're to count trees.
Count trees?
Yours is not to reason why. Yours is to do and die.
Blimey, I was only asking.
Well, not die, per se.
No, don't you think twice. Talk about bringing a gun to a knife fight.
I simply mean...
It comes to something when people point both barrels of a tennis and couplet at you.
Exactly.
Oh, be quiet! There is a war on, which means there is an awful lot to organise, and I am fast approaching the end of my tether.
Did you go a bit Scottish at the end there?
Probably. As a child, I attended St. Mutley's Girls in Aberdeenshire. When I anger, which is rare, there remains a subtle trace. Something the shrill Highland nuns must have accidentally beaten, hosed down and frog-marched into me.
It's nice. It's an attractive quality.
Thank you. It's so hard being angry without drifting somewhat into the provinces. Which isn't to say, I mean, your accent also is...
Attractive.
Compared to the shrill Highland nuns, perhaps.
Gosh, why, how embarrassing. I never knew you were St. Mutley's. I envied the girls of St. Mutley's. We all did, I mean, but anyway, sorry. Millie said, obviously, formal, crikey. We used to play hockey. Sorry, blathering. Let's open a window.
Rhubarb, Rhubarb.
Yes, just coming now, Officer Background.
Rhubarb.
If you forgive me, I must return to operations. What the dickens did I just trip over?
Subtle as a breeze, moving like a shadow, striking like lightning. This is the way of the carrier mouse.
Dispose of it, permanently. Goodbye.
Counting trees, Dotty, it sounds utterly meaningless.
Mm. Myrtle, life is little more than the meaningless, slow heaping of human slurry into a grave. And war, little more but a sped-up version of the same.
Oh, amen.
Even so.
The point is, you must both turn those frowns officially upside down and apply for some regulation huzzas. We three are going on holiday.
One. Right then, come on, Mert, you know this. Two.
Two.
One, two, three.
Spooking three. Work, Myrtle.
One, two.
What were to categorise them by species?
Hell's clamorous bells, Peg. We're out in God's own country. Birds tweeting, sun-dappled grass swaying. Let myrtle do the work.
I'm making a column for birches.
Oh, rot, tish, piffle and tripe. Peg, pull yourself together. Relax. Tell you what, let's have a picnic. Yamaroo and lashings off, I expect. So, what did you pack?
Nothing.
Nothing.
There'll be pies.
Pies?
There's always pies. Whenever one goes into the English countryside, there's always pies. Cooling on cottage windowsills, being judged at county fairs, or involved in an elaborate plot about stealing a silver gravy boat from Auntie Vehement's pantry. It's in all the books.
What on earth are you talking about?
Pidgey Woodhouse, Enid Blyton, Richmond Crompton.
Those aren't guidebooks, Peggy. It would be a strange England indeed were anything to resemble anything depicted in those books.
What?
I'm afraid that England never existed, old bean, except in the escapist imaginations of literary fantasists.
What?
Utter rot, old girl. Tosh, rot, balderdash and bilge. England is as complacent, self-interested and confused today as it's always been.
Half a crown says there's pies.
A crown says you're not only wrong, but ugly.
You're on. Wait.
Well, there's fruit and berries and... Look! A stream simply prolapsing fish. I'm certain we'll muddle by. Come and have a look, Peg. We can...
Oh,
what the dickens was that?
Oh, bums, I'm sorry, Jossie.
My sainted jobbers, was that your blasted vermin?
He's a carrier mouse. Here, boy. Oh, yes, it's Mummy. Yes, it is.
Mummy? I want him controlled, Myrtle, not psychologically tortured. Can't you put him on a bit of string or something?
He nibbles through it, then.
Dot's got a point, Myrtle. That's twice now, Dot and Millicent.
Oh, yeah, I saw how you were looking at Millicent earlier. Huh? With your eyes like great big sticky love hearts.
We used to play hockey against you.
I don't think I was that bad.
Peg and Millie in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
But not, Myrtle. Girls don't like girls. Girls like country walks and nice starched collars on well-mannered male colleagues. They don't like other girls, do they, Peg?
What's that?
I said girls don't like girls. Boys like girls. Girls like things and neatness. Peg, a little support, please. Before the fabric of society comes undone. It's a plane!
Unfortunately, it's Luftwaffe, Dotty. We've got to find it and telephone it in.
Yes, but it's nearly 5 o'clock and...
Dot... This isn't a mishap with the timesheets. This is war. We can actually do something. Think what Millie would say.
By the time we find the crash site, police inspector Tarbrush and the whole of the little Sodom on the Marsh Scouts group will already be there. Not to mention the 4 octogenarians who constitute the local home guard, poking the dead pilot with their walking sticks and covering him in drool.
They don't like it up em, Doc. They don't like it up em.
Plus which? Sorry?
The Germans. They don't like it up em.
What a grotesque piece of imagery.
I just mean...
I certainly hope that was unintended.
But...
Well, of course they don't like it... them. What an awful, lurid thing to say.
No, it was
utterly harrowing imagery.
It's an expression!
No, it is not. Did you hear that, Peg? I warned you the whole fabric of society would come undone. Peg? Peg? Oh, hell's udder, she's going off that plane. Myrtle... Get the bags!
Oh, but the trees!
So you can begin again in the morning. Come on! 6 bloody hours. Trudging through plane wreckage. Wet to the skin with rain and dung. I'll be hard pushed to wrangle us overtime for it.
It simply doesn't fit together, Dot.
No, he probably parachuted out long before we even saw the plane go down.
Oh, we must find a telephone.
Well, give it a couple more hours. Time is money, and money is time and a half, with a little luck.
Oh, Dot, for the authorities.
Well, it's unlikely we'll find one here in a forlorn old cottage in the middle of the wheel.
Nice weather for ducks, eh?
There's not too many steps between your uttering platitudes like that, Myrtle, and my having you dig your own grave in the mud.
Oh, touché, Dotty.
No, you mean touché, Myrtle. And you're wrong, too. I had no idea the 100-acre wood would be so depressing.
I suppose it's not been the same since Pooh and Piglet were conscripted.
Has anyone got a match?
Cool! There's everything we need. I'll tell you what, girls. Allow your eyes to pan across as I narrate. Left to right. Tinned plums, tinned tomatoes, a jerry can of kerosene, tinned fish, blankets, powdered eggs, a jerry can of kerosene.
You said that once.
Wrong again, Peg. I said it twice. Oh, and no pies.
Oh, come on. This is the first cottage we've broken into.
Peg?
Yes?
Look for a telephone. Myrtle?
Boss?
Find something to turn into a meal.
Yes, boss. And Anthony?
Anthony?
The carrier mouse?
Ah, yes. Anthony can die in the forest.
Poor old Anthony Edom. He's had a terrible night. My pocket got flooded and he had to use a cork as a flotation device and a bit of straw as a snorkel.
You think that's sweet, don't you? Hand him to me. But, Myrtle...
Here we go, but be gentle.
No,
Dotty, don't do that. Don't open the window, Dotty. What if you accidentally... Put him in your right hand, Dotty. What if that's your throwing hand?
By standing like that, you could be ready to throw him out into the forest, Dotty. What if you inadvertently...
Close the window and dust your hands off.
There's no such thing as a carrier mouse, Myrtle.
There was a moment ago.
No, there wasn't. What you had there, Myrtle, was owl food. Well, that's that little extravagance over. Myrtle, light the fire and rustle up a meal. I haven't seen this much food since Christmas 38, and I dare say we'll find most of the trees in this forest can probably be counted from the window, or even, if we get drunk enough, the sofa.
No fear, ginger beer. I came to the forest for one thing, to fight trees with maths. 8, 17, 12, pow!
Peg, you look as though you've seen a ghost.
I'm not a die-hard fan of undue alarm, Dotty, but I think I've found our pilot.
The German pilot. Title chair. Hands and wrists restrained, blindfolded, gagged, and unless I'm very much mistaken, his legs in a tourniquet. Oh.
So, Herr German, seems like you've alighted a stop too far at Bad Luck on Thames without a valid ticket. Kraut got your tongue, Fritz. Britten off more than you can chew. I haven't got a third, but I might think of one later. When you're least expecting it. I'm undoing your gag now, old boy. Play nice and no one gets hurt.
The Geneva Convention. You can't shoot me.
Ha! There is no Geneva Convention way out here in the Weald.
Please, you must help me.
Why are you here?
I fly reconnaissance.
Spit it, Kraut.
Please, I can't stay here. That rogue broke my leg.
What rogue?
Yeah. What leg?
Everyone shut up, please, except me and Vossett's name here.
Oh, the Hans.
Thank you, Hans. I'm sorry, proceed.
The Englishman, he must have found me where I crashed, and when I came to, I was tied to the chair, and my leg was broken.
He must be en route to inform the constabulary. An Englishman is ever a stickler for the rules.
No, he drove away to find his firearms.
No, you're confused. Americans have firearms, Englishmen have tea, figs. Lydos.
God in heaven, I'm serious. He's coming back. Oh, holy bim-bam, please.
Holy...
Heilige bim-bam? It's an authentic German expression of surprise. What?
Nothing, no. It's nice.
But if he does anything to me, it's against the Geneva Convention. I must be formally arrested and taken to the local constabulary. Please, he's mad.
What do you think, Dot?
Why, it's a filthy German trick. Remember how they teased Chamberlain? He was just a poor country boy from Edgbaston, and they simply rang rings round him with their big city German pranks. Well, some of us have a long memory, Fritz.
Can you hear that, Dotty? He's in the house.
He's coming. He's coming straight for us.
Permission to let a bit of wee go, Dotty?
Shut up. I'm thinking.
He's outside, Dot.
What do we do, Dotty?
All right, everyone. Here's the plan. Shut down inside. I want a total emotional shutdown from each of you. Divide your psyche in two, split and isolate the trauma from the conscious mind, and...
It's too late, Dotty.
Is that the door?
Please, I have children.
When we were informed at the war rooms that a plane had gone down in the Ashdown Forest, I had a funny suspicion that I'd find the three of you cowering in a broom closet somewhere near the crash site.
Heavens, creamy armpits. Millie!
Millie! I knew you'd save us. And in such nice shoes.
We saved!
Saved? Were but that so, Myrtle. Were but that it were so very so. Private land belonging to Baron Pip Crudely.
Pip Crudely? Wasn't that the man whose land you specifically requested we didn't trespass onto?
Gold star and an extra minute in the sandpit, Peg. Oh,
thanks, Hugh.
Once merchant banker and now thrice-failed political misanthrope and agitator, Pip Crudely ran the British Alternative Fascist Party until Hitler got in and fascism became too continental. You, Fritz, what did your captain look like?
Like a tapeworm in a toad in a tweed jacket.
Savile Row?
Oh, the savilest.
Then Crudely's our man.
But what does this matter? We're all on the same side now, Millicent. This is England. We walk him down to the village, hand in our pilot with P.C. Tarbra.
This isn't Poplar, Dorothy, overrun with cheery urchins and earnest midwives. This is the Weald. We're about as far from civilization as said midwives are from overlapping dialogue.
Let's get our kit bags and bugger off back
our
home.
Our prisoner has a broken leg, Dorothy. How do you expect...
Yes, Dot, please pay attention.
I'm paying attention.
Our lives are in danger, and we've got to be strong.
It may be him now. I'll address him via the window. Heads down, everyone. You, sir.
Who the sack of toads are you?
I work for the British Cabinet War Rooms. Is this your residence?
It most violently is.
Afraid we've temporarily commandeered the residence upon the discovery of a German pilot held captive.
Yes, I'm a German pilot within this, and it is my duty as an Englishman to do what is right by him.
You can't kill him, old boy. He's in uniform, therefore not a spy. He must be handed in.
My sainted ass.
This is England.
Exactly.
Where dispassion and reason trump sentiment, old chap.
Hell in a handcart. Open the door at once. An Englishman's home is his castle.
Put down your firearm.
Broadsword and arse banditry. This is war. And I'm going to walk into my house and shoot his ruddy face off. And no, nimsy, pimsy, bleeding heart, girly pinko, liberal... plague of being a man is going to stop me.
Call me what you like, Crudely. The law is the law.
You're a crack.
The proper channels must be respected.
Still.
I'm not biting.
Socialist.
Oh. Millicent, what's happened? She seems to have frozen.
Millicent, old girl?
Socialist. How dare you. I'll show him socialism, the pond-faced Tadpolean spiff. A union flag pin badge and a self-serving contempt for others does not make the patriot. We'll show him British pluck. Girls, get your guns.
We don't have any.
Oh, buggery. Then release the prisoner. I'm not being lectured about patriotism by an unschooled bigot with a face like the insides of a frog blancmange. Peg!
God, yes, anything.
Board up the door.
Millicent! Millicent! They shot Millicent!
Millicent's dead?
Millie?
Shouldn't we examine her?
No, I read somewhere that's the last thing you're meant to do. Acceptance and moving on is the best chance anyone has.
Oh, shut up, Dotty!
She's alive!
Maybe she's just in shock?
No, look, he only got her arm.
You are a powerhouse, Millicent.
Hooray for Millicent!
Hooray for Millicent!
Sorry, that was inappropriate. Well done, Millie. Three cheers.
Nearly there, old girl. How's Millie faring?
I dare say there's life in the old dog yet.
Millicent, is that right? Bark once for yes, or give me a little shake of your tail.
Enid blew my blasted arm.
Ah, yes, she's conscious, Peg.
Cool. Tense, isn't it? I think my bum's gone numb from fright.
May I have a look at her?
Not on your Nelly.
And you can do better. I think my pig is whistling.
Pig? Is that another expression?
Yes. If I say... Okay, from now on, if I say something that sounds like an expression, it's probably a direct translation of a true German expression. Okay?
Very good.
Holy cannon pipe, ladies.
Really?
Really. Heiliges Kanonenrunde. Oh, come on.
I'm giving you 2 minutes to open up, ladies, or I'm blasting the bloody door in.
Oh, gather round, girls. We can't borrow our way out, we can't talk our way out, and we obviously can't fight our way out, which only means one thing.
A cliffhanger?
No. We have to think our way out.
Damn! We were so close.
It's all right, Myrtle, not you. Peg, Millicent, Officer German, brains together.
No, wait, I've got it. The three little pigs.
What?
We wait till Pip Crewley blows the house down. Yeah, then we run to the next house made of bricks.
This is a house made of bricks.
Well, that's the hard part done then, isn't it? Now we just sit back, eat pie and let the money roll in.
What money? What pie?
There's always pie.
Always pie.
He's trying to barge the door open.
Give me back my bloody German and you girls can go free.
Oh, don't listen to him. He called me a socialist. The man has no moral compass.
Counting down now. Three.
No way, lemonade!
Well, Myrtle, really, now?
Two.
I've put up with 3 weeks of no fair ginger beer as your attempt at a catchphrase, and now you think of an alternative?
Oh, I thought you liked it.
No, Myrtle, no one did.
One!
Get back, everyone!
Get hands behind us!
Arms above your heads, ladies. Ha! Why so forlorn? Britain off more than you can chew?
Yes, we did that one.
Did you do this one?
Which one?
Dive.
Quick! He's got a gun. We know, Myrtle. He's had it all along. Honestly, which bits do you pay attention to?
Everyone into a nice, neat line. Shortest to tallest. No. No. Alphabetical order.
You can't shoot us all. The War Office will have you hanged.
True. Pass me the old jerry can of kerosene.
Ha! That's more like it.
Put it on the floor and kick it over to me.
I knew you'd come round.
Thank you.
That's right. Take the jerry can of kerosene, put it in the back of the car and give us the pay and drive away. And we'll pretend this whole sorry mess never happened.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
No?
No. You were perfectly correct earlier. Although the outer walls are indeed made of stone.
But that wasn't her, that was me.
The floorboards, curtains, furniture, newspapers and other flammables are not.
Ha!
Hey, don't be such sore losers. It's time for the final curtain.
Oh, he's trying to light the curtain. That's clever.
Don't do it crudely.
Fairly well, snowflakes. It's a pity I can't stay to watch you melt like the
He fell over.
Of course. Secretary of State, Anthony Edom, the carrier mouse. He came back, Dotty.
Call him off, Myrtle.
That'll do, Tony. That'll do.
Stay on the floor, crudely. How ironic. Seems the man who wanted to live now doesn't want to die.
You're the reason we'll lose this war. Soppy little snowflakes, practically throwing yourselves under the boots of German domination.
I eat the boots of domination for breakfast, or at the very least, give them a jolly decent licking.
Don't do it, Peg!
Why not?
The entire virtuous win a bit. Stickler for the rules, the system works, good guys and bad guys, Peg. Justice is the whole thing, Peg.
Plus, you never dare.
Call me a fuddy old traditionalist, Pip, but I take exception to men who shoot women. I'm developing a shy, work-based crush on.
No, Peg!
Buttered fingers.
Peg!
Holy Strawsack, you saved me.
Well, ish. Myrtle, arrest our German friend here and escort him out to Pip Crudely's car.
Ha! No pie for you, Fritz. The only pie you'll be having where you're going is prison pie. Prison!
Keine Angst, Ingvabier.
Is that
no fear ginger beer? Yes, it's a very popular expression at home.
Well, I'm glad someone appreciates it. Come on then, Rouse Mouse.
Millicent, how's your arm, old girl?
Oh, it's just a scratch. You struck quite the figure up there, old girl.
Oh, really?
Altogether, rather an inspiring sight.
Oh,
I'll write to petition Peabody for a commendation the moment I'm in recovery. Help me up, would you, old girl?
So, Millicent, despite our undeniable heroics, I suppose we have to stay out here till the work's done.
Work?
Counting trees?
Oh, that. No, 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 don't be so silly. Peabody and I were set to conduct an official tour of the war rooms for the King.
Of England?
And, well, it's nothing personal, Dotty, but it was reasoned that to keep things shipshape, we might jettison temporarily any embarrassing cargo, lest anything go wrong.
Why would anything...
Oh, Dorothy, old brick, I sent you to the Weald to count trees. And look, I've been shot, and there's a dead nationalist on the floor.
Oh, that.
I'll see you in the car, girls. Peg?
Millie? Gosh, what a day. Makes you think.
Yes.
About life.
Quiet.
And pie.
Quiet.
Perhaps you were right, old brick. England's no longer the land of pies cooling on windowsills or stolen from county fetes in a convoluted caper involving mistaken identity and a dog.
Quite so, Peg. A shadow's fallen over England's green and pleasant lands. Mm. But while we spend our time watching the horizon for wolves from fairy tales, our real enemies emerge amongst us. From sheepskin.
Indeed.
Still, at least Millie got shot.
Sorry?
Nothing.
Oh, here's your half crown, then, for being right about pies.
No, don't bother, old stick. It's little consolation in these dark times.
Then why did you just take it?
Because I'm a dispassionate stickler for the rules, old girl. And I respect you.
Oh, thanks, Dotty.
Yes. And in a manner of speaking, considering Pip crudely, etc., thank you, Peg. Come on, I'll buy you a cup of tea. And maybe even a pie.
What was that?
Nothing. And not a word to Myrtle.
In Dot by Ed Harris, Dot was played by Fenella Woolgar, Myrtle by Kate O'Flynn, Peg by Freya Parker, Millicent by Jane Slavin, Hans by Nicholas Murchie, and Baron Pip Crudely by David Stern. Officer background as himself. The director was Jessica Mittage.
When you're up to your neck in heart.